Arsenio, I'm going to give you the island questions. You're okay. going to live the rest of your life on a deserted, beautiful island. Let's say the Pacific. You can only take one kind of candy bar to eat the rest of your life. Which candy bar will that be?
Oh, wow. You know, I'll probably go with Kit Kat.
Solid choice.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
Yeah. Even if you don't eat it, it's so cool to separate.
Yeah. Interactive.
Now, now, with your Kit Kat, are we refrigerating that or no?
I'm big on refrigerating liquor and candy.
Yeah. This is a top shelf island.
Yeah, yeah,
refrigeration.
Yeah.
There'll be okay. many fish. Don't worry.
You know, right, I didn't see that on Gilligan, but okay.
Professor rigged something up out of coconuts.
I got you. I forgot he was there.
All right, you can take one kind of food that you will eat the rest of your life. What will it be?
Gina. Oh, no. you said
he
food.
Can only say that because I've known him for a decade.
A long time. I go to bed with her dad and wake up with her. I love the whole family. This is the Miley Cyrus of radio right here.
You know? Thank you.
Her daddy got achy, breaky radio talent.
That's right.
Sports.
Yes, sports.
Sorry, you were saying?
Steve Grant.
that was good.
Yeah,
that was
really good.
No, he's been listening. He's been listening to him for 25 years.
Yes, I have. Okay, we're back to food.
Yeah.
One kind of food that you'll eat the rest of your life, what is it going to be?
I think pound for pound pizza
yeah.
always wins that question.
Very popular
answer. We get that a lot, by the way, on that question. Okay, you can take one album. What is it?
Oh, my. I just
this is the John one that Blank. People pause on.
Possessed by George Takei. Oh my! What album? You know, I'm a go with Luther Vandross's Greatest Hits because I miss him and he was such a gifted talent.
Mark, how happy does that make you?
And you'll be happy you have that album for the next two questions down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Because Luther Vandross, when you talk about his voice, Butter. It's just, it was velvet. It just floated.
Yeah, and everybody tries to imitate him. And you always, every 5 years, there's some brother who, and it's like, no, man. First of all, get your own hook. You can't, that's not yours. First of all. And secondly, we just mad at you for singing Luther. You know?
All right, you can take one movie. Which movie will it be?
Wow, The Jerk That I Am thought Coming to America immediately.
Oh, hell yeah.
being the conceited ham that I am. But let me answer that question. You know what? There was a movie where Mike Tyson slapped Robert Downey Jr.
What?
Because Robert was gay in this movie.
Less Than Zero?
No.
Oh.
It's a small movie that James Toback wrote. And it's so bizarre
Mike
that I know
Tyson.
All that. Yeah, Mike Tyson. Because, see, what happened is Robert Downey Jr. hit on him.
Uh-huh.
And Mike was like, I'm not gay. You know? and so.
Was it called Black and White?
Yes!
Okay. All right.
You are brilliant. but that's my stealth hit of life.
Right.
You know, when you have somebody at the house and you want to show them something you know they haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like Brooke Shields is the beard of Robert Downey Jr. in that movie.
Wow. That is a custom pull. That is
I'm going to have to seek this out. Okay. For conversation's sake,
okay,
you can take one person, dead or alive. Of course, they'll be alive on the island. For conversation, interesting conversation, who do you take?
Wow. Zayn, who left that group. No.
One Direction.
One Direction. Yeah. I was just trying to say something really obscure.
That was.
But Tamron Hall.
Who help me? I'm sorry.
She's the black journalist that looks like Halle Berry on NBC.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. I know she can talk because she do it for a living.
I'm Googling.
But she also be real cool to sit on the island and just look at.
Okay.
Now, for sexual.
They're Googling in here. Everybody's Googling. Yep.
For sexual satisfaction, dead or alive, anybody you want, who would you take?
I just saw a picture of Jessica Alba Braless this morning on Twitter because all my TT photos didn't get looked at yesterday. But the bottom line is, I think pound for pound, once again, Jessica Alba, like a pizza, is the best thing God ever placed on the planet.
Nice. Yeah. And the Luther Vandross album.
Yes.
Tamron Hall is all right.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.